Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 312, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 19, The Lost Galactic Beasts, part 1.
It aired October 16th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Sasaki. What else can we say about Ryuta?
It's a season premiere.
It's not. It's a season middle. Mid-mere?
Yeah.
Guys, it's very late. And I want you to know that going in.
It's not very late.
It's 8:45.
But we haven't had, I haven't had a full 7:30 in a while.
Yeah.
So it's a little later than it has been.
Yeah, it's, I got complacent with your 1 week work schedule of it being a little earlier.
Yeah, going forward.
Yeah, for 1 week.
Is what they said.
Yeah, retail everybody. All right, let's go do it. Let's go do the thing. Go Galactic! Back and we just watched The Lost Galactic Beasts, and I'm not any less sleepy.
You might be more so.
I feel like I am a little more so. Morphin Grid. I feel very so right now. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say Jake and Josh.com. I said so Jake and Josh.
We're rebranding.
So Jake and
so
Josh.
So Jake and Josh.
So Jake and how Jake and Josh?
So Jake and Josh. That's so Jake and Josh.
So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid or on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that helps out a bunch. And we'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as a dollar a month. You can support the show. And it helps us out a bunch. And the reason I'm starting to laugh a little bit is because I just realized that 1 second ago is when Hey Jake and Josh became a nonsense phrase to me.
See, that just happened to be with the word so. Here we are.
Anyway, it's Monday. Evens are back on Mondays because of this two-parter. Also, this is the week of Thanksgiving. So part two of this will probably be out on Saturday and not Friday because we work in retail and I'm going to be working from 10 p.m. until 6:30 a.m.
Yeah,
from Thursday into Friday, and you come in at 6.
Yep.
So there's no handoff there.
No.
So probably Saturday is when it'll be up, unless I get a bee in my bonnet and I finish it early and then it'll be up like Wednesday. I do not expect that to happen. So, Josh, we had a couple new patrons.
Oh, yeah.
First up is Charged Archetype.
Thanks, Charged.
I don't know if that's like a of a podcast or a service or a...
I don't know.
A thing or just a really cool name. But thank you very much. Next up is Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
And finally, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for helping out the show. We really, really appreciate it. So, do you want to jump in?
Let's wade in.
Let's wade in.
I don't know if I'm ready to jump.
Before, I feel like I should save this for when we talk about the theme song, because this weird thing's been happening to me. I'll save it. It's like 2 seconds in.
Okay.
You know, a little teaser.
Well, now I'm on the edge of my seat.
A little amuse-bouche.
I would be if the microphone wasn't in the way.
Yeah. We start off on a planet. It's not Saturn.
No. It's like Saturn, but if it was red.
But it's red.
If Saturn was Mars, but still had a ring.
Or Saturn, which is very angry. There's a ship, little ship, dragging a big ship.
Like a tug ship.
there's a tug ship going on. It looks like the chains on that's connecting the two ships break, but also it might have been a release sort of situation. I'm not sure. I think in hindsight, they're just letting go and letting this big ship land on not Mars. Not Saturn. It's also not Mars.
Right. It's a whole new planet.
It's just we'll never get a name for it. Let's call it
Mattern.
Okay, that's a little easier than I was hoping. I was feeling a B. I was feeling a B word. You know, like John Edwards was like, there's a B over, someone oh, died yeah. with a B. That's kind of what I was feeling before
does
this planet
anybody
name.
In this room have any, know Dead anybody Rome. With a B in their name anywhere?
Yeah, my great grandpa's name was
Albert.
Albert. Oh, the B, yes. That's what, Albert, of course. You fraud. You hack fraud. So then we cut to the Blade ship where a robot man kills some buggies. And then he shows up and Scorp's like, who are you, robot man? And he's like, I'm Deviant. And don't worry, I'm loyal to you.
Yeah, it's your old pal Deviant. Deviox?
I heard Deviant every time.
I don't know. He has a weird slight echo filter on his voice.
Yeah, he's a robot man.
He could be saying anything at all.
Every time I wrote Deviant, my notes were like, did you mean Divatox? And I was like, God, I wish.
That'd be a much better time.
God, I wish. Now, Deviant is like a robot, fancy, like, Duke.
Yeah.
He's got that weird, like, big collar. I really don't even know how to describe it.
I really like the look of him, except for that stupid frilly collar.
It's like...
It makes his neck look three times too long.
It looks very long, and I just don't know what their purpose was in fashion in the 1500s.
It was just fancy dress.
Fancy people are so weird. We were watching Black Sails a lot, Tony and I, just watching a ton of Black Sails, and God, is that such a good show. But there's like flashbacks in the second season to like England a while ago, and everyone's in powdered wigs. And, like, just big wigs in general. And Tony's like, why? And it's like, I said, well, because the king did it, and then everyone wanted to do it, and that became the fashion. Did you know, I learned this from Sawbones, a medical history podcast, that at one point, one of the English kings had an anal fistula, which is like a cyst, put on your butthole.
And then everybody was getting them?
That became fashionable.
I don't understand.
To get... butthole cysts.
I don't know if I understand monarchy.
So basically what I'm saying is 2017 is a big old dumpster fire, but at least
we don't all have Donald Trump swoops on our head.
Like, at least we're not that bad.
Could you imagine in the 1700s just everybody had that hair? Because he does.
That's a terrible time.
What the hell?
So...
What even are human beings?
Just a collection of microbes. Just a bunch of viruses in a sack. So he says that he is loyal and that he will prove it because he has three very powerful Zords. The most powerful Zords in all of existence, and they're so good and they will do so much damage. Now, we'll get to the Zords in due course. He's got this little, like, you know those, like, golf games at an arcade that have, like, the ball in
it? Oh, yeah, like the trackball?
Yeah, and you, like, push back and then flip it real quick.
Yep.
It's that, but a remote control. And he's like, it's right in here. And Scorp's like, yeah, okay, why?
For a minute, this Deviant?
Deviant.
Deviant. He's like, no reason. I'm just... Because Scorp asks him, what do you get out of it? He's like, I get to be your loyal servant. Yeah. Maybe I can get in this sweet cocoon.
Also, let me in that cocoon. And he's like, no, it's for my daughter. And I know I've mentioned this before, but this is definitely the bad guy from the first Men in Black's voice. It's not Vincent D'Onofrio, but it is a guy doing Vincent D'Onofrio as Edgar from Men in Black 1. And he says, give me a little taste of that Zord action. Let me see them. He's like, yes, a demonstration of their power. Okay, I will do that. And I guess he leaves. And we cut to the theme song. Now, have you ever had a part of a song loop in your head?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And not just like a line or two, but like a part will just like come back around and you can't get out of it. Your brain starts skipping?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the sensation.
So I have had the go Power Rangers, go Power Rangers, go Power Rangers, go Power... That just stuck in my head a lot lately.
It keeps ramping up, but never goes anywhere.
It keeps going, but it just is more go Power Rangers. And it's like you have to sit down and focus, like, how do I get to go? Like, how do I get... I just need to get out of this. I don't know why it's been happening with this... song. I feel like it has just the right escalation and then it loops back on itself already.
Right.
But it just never...
Like, it never gets there.
It just won't leave my brain.
That's because you're in hell.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's holiday time in retail. So,
yep.
Like, you'll have to confuse us if it sounds like our brains are made of custard, because they kind of are.
I think you just said you'll have to confuse us. Instead of excuse us. And like, point.
Yeah.
Point made.
Here's what happened. I was two steps ahead thinking of custard. And that wrapped back around.
Get that custard out of your head, man.
Oh, boy. All right.
Go,
so,
Custard Rangers. Go, Custard Rangers.
Shut the fuck up. So we come back from the theme song, and we're at command, and everybody's there. There's a bunch of new people, like a bunch of scientists and all that, and they are scanning pages of the book. I didn't know that at first. Like, I knew it was the book, but it looks like they just have big maps that
yeah.
they all of a sudden have. But it's the book, and they're like, oh, we got to get this book translated. And there's this old scientist who I don't think we see his mouth moving when we see him talk. I think we see like an over the shoulder of him, and there's a voice,
maybe.
But we never. But he's like, I can't read it. It might as well be Greek or something.
He says, I don't even, at this point, I can't even tell you the title.
Right, right, can't
the
you
title
that.
Of the book is S.
Is it
Space S?
Yeah. It's like those middle school S's
yeah.
that you would do, but like a space fantasy version. And then we cut over to Kendricks, who's like flipping through the book itself, and she comes to this page that has the Galactabees on it. And she's like, oh, the Galactabuddies.
Wouldn't you know, half of the page is missing.
It's ripped off.
Perfectly around the current
like,
Galactabuddies that we are aware
it
of.
It curves right around them. Keep this in your pocket. We'll talk about it in just a couple minutes. And it's very dumb. So then we cut to Maya, who like takes a step into like a clearing. And
she's
then,
in the jungle dome, I think.
I guess she's in the jungle dome. And all of a sudden, all the five Galactabuddies are there. Like... Like, hey, it's weird. And she's like, I know, it's weird.
I feel weird, too.
They're like, why is it so weird? She's like, I don't know, I can't hear anything.
The yellow one is, like, right up in her face.
At one point, it cuts to, like, three of them. And I think it's, like, blue, green, and pink. Because the yellow and the red ones are, like, flanking her. And then the blue, green, and pink ones are around.
The visual is unsettling.
They're enormous, and she's just like talking to them like you would talk to your dog. But they're just there like, what do you think? Yeah, okay. Thanks, Maya.
Apparently, this is spoilers for the new Pokemon movie. For
Pikachu
anyone
talks at the end.
Yeah, he talks in English for like a minute.
The video?
I haven't seen
clip.
The video yet. I do want to.
Somebody filmed it. And illegally put it on Twitter. So they're doing the illegal action, not us, by watching it. I watched it, and what happened was that my skeleton arms ripped open my mouth, and my skeleton ran out of my body and kept running forever.
You do look a little flatter.
Yeah, I'm just skin and guts right now because my skeleton ran to Scotland.
A little context, though. During that scene, Ash is, I guess, dying.
He was killed by Ho-Oh.
So he's, like, hallucinating
yeah.
his buddy talking to him.
Neither of us have seen this movie, just so everyone knows.
But, like, I don't...
Well, it's, like... So I was listening to The Polygon Show, which is a very awesome podcast you should check out. It's done by Polygon.com, and it's, like, four of the women that work there, and it's super funny. Allegra, one of them, had seen it. And was, like, relaying this to the others. And she's like, and at the end, Pikachu talks. But it's like her and Ash are dating. He's like, I just want to be with you all the time. It's, like, very unsettling.
I don't know. So wait a minute. While we're still in spoiler territory, I haven't seen the movie. You haven't seen the movie.
No.
This is the end of the movie?
This is the very end of the movie.
Does Ash die at the end of this one?
From what I understand, yup.
Wow.
Yeah.
See what happens when you don't hang out with Brock and Misty, you nerd?
You die.
What a loser.
So apparently he fights Ho-Oh. And like
with the Pikachu he got that morning?
Well, I think it's like it's at the end of the
okay.
I don't know. She didn't do a full recap of the movie.
Right,
she just
right,
did,
right. I just know, like, it starts like the first episode and then everything gets different.
And then it gets
point.
Weird, yeah. But like apparently they fight Ho-Oh. Ho-Oh murders them, and as they die, Pikachu speaks in English, but also is dating Ash.
video game movies, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this. So back to Power Rangers. We cut to Kai and Damon, and they are broken down on the side of the road. Kai is, like, walking around, like, hurry up, hurry up. And he's like, I've got dinner on the stove. So, Kai, you started dinner, and you went somewhere.
You just left? Like, very far away, I think.
Far enough away that it is inconvenient to walk, because he's like, I'm just going to walk. And Damon's like, don't do that. This is also very weird, because he's like, hurry up and fix it. And Damon's like, I can't fix it with you crowding me. And he's like, I'll just walk. He's like, well, I'm done.
Yeah, don't walk. I fixed it. Are you like messing with him?
What are you doing, Damon?
Because the way he said it was not like, got ya. It was just like, now I'm finished.
Yeah,
didn't do anything else.
I wasn't done bolting this one thing down.
Also, the car is up on a jack.
Yes.
They just hop in it and drive away, and it is no longer on a jack.
Well, the jack is part of the car. It just comes right down and lifts it up.
Oh, it is a future space
car.
Yeah,
it's also, if you want to do sweet jumps, you hit the four jacks button, and it goes whoop, and it bounces you. So they drive for 10 feet, and then Deviant, who I did not know his name at this point, shoots him. And the car explodes a little bit, and they're like...
And they don't realize that was an attack.
Well, it shot the underside of the car.
So it banked a shot in?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's a laser. It can do... It's magic, basically. So they're like, it's broken. You didn't fix anything. And they get out, and they get shot again. And Damon's like, I told you that I fixed it. Kai should just believe him at this point. His whole deal is that he's very good at fixing everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kai put dinner on the stove and then went away. They don't have any groceries or, like, anything.
No,
like...
there's no reason for him to be out. He is just out. He just left. This dinner takes 10 minutes to boil. I'm going to do a lap.
Yeah, I got to go somewhere right now, I guess. Now, if you have a slow cooker, you can do that. If you're putting a roast in a pan on the stove... You should probably stay near it for a while.
Don't just leave the house with your oven or stove on.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. So they morph and they fight some buggies, and then Deviant joins the fight and beats the snot out of them and shoots them until they pass out. It takes a long time. There's not a lot of payoff other than look how cool Deviant is. He just beat them up so bad.
Yeah.
They wake up and they have metal collars on and like metal... Like
bracelets,
they're cuffs? I want to say cuffs. They're not handcuffs because they're not attached to each other,
right?
But they are shekels of a sort. And he's like, "I own you now. You are my property because of these collars." And what will happen is, I have this big device, and when I activate it, you will be forced to fight for me, and your fighting will power up my zords.
Yeah, the energy. Okay.
This is the abridged version, what I just gave you, because it takes about 10 minutes to say that.
So I guess this is a play on energy is not created nor destroyed, just transferred.
Yep.
And so the energy that they use to fight is being captured, I guess, by either the bracelets or the collar.
Some combo of both.
I feel like the collar is what's controlling them, because there's like a gauge on the back that I guess maybe is shot into their spine.
Yeah, right.
To control their brain and make them fight. And as they fight, a meter fills up.
Yep, that's a special meter.
That's how you turn on his good zords.
Yep. So he activates the device, they start fighting each other.
But see, if they're expending energy fighting each other, that energy is being transferred in the form of all of the sparks and not really being captured and put into anything.
Well, this is the thing about why this is a dumb plan, is that... But also, nothing is a perfect energy transfer. Like, there is no perfect, like, one in to one out for energy. And especially because, let's say it's the collar and the things that catch it, which it has to be. It gets the energy from fighting, but it only gets a portion of the energy because the rest of the energy they expend fighting is expended fighting.
Yeah.
Because they get exhausted immediately and they, like, pass
also,
out.
Also... We know he's powering Zords, so it is going to take a bunch of two people fighting to power giant Zords.
But then it gets caught up in the collars, and then has to, like, Dropbox it over to the machine.
instead of mind controlling them to make them fight, he should have just mind controlled them to turn a giant cog.
Yeah.
Like a windmill.
Like, yeah, some better way of doing this. Because then, like, again, it has to beam the power somewhere, and it's going to lose that in the...
Yeah,
because
it's not plugged into the thing. So it's not being transferred through a cable. Yeah. It's being transferred through the air.
There's going to be a lot of line loss there, is all I'm saying.
What an inefficient dummy.
It's so inefficient, and it's so long. This scene is so long.
They fight for, like... 9 minutes.
I like, that's a joke that we throw around, like, oh, it's 10 minutes of them doing this one thing. I think it might have been 9 minutes of them fighting, and it was good.
Yeah,
but it was 9 minutes of them sword fighting each other and slowly getting tired, which did not help the fact that I am already exhausted because I've been up since 4:30 this morning.
Right, and now we have to watch two people be exhausted on TV. That's just not gonna really...
I'm sympathy exhausted.
Yeah, that's not gonna get you going.
So they eventually pass out, and he's like, ah, fine, when you wake up, you'll fight more.
And he, like, kicks Kai. He's like, ah, fine, take a rest, and just boots him.
Like, if this is all it takes, it's got to be Morphin Grid Energy, right? Like, it's got to be Power Rangers. Why else would you just put, like, 100 buggies in the collars and have them fight each other?
Because where's the fun in that?
Right, yeah, I guess, but the fun is that you get your Zords immediately.
This is about the pageantry.
Yeah, well, that's all Power Ranger villains are. It's all pageantry. Big overture, little show.
Yeah.
So we cut to Kendricks, and she is looking at the book, and it's very late at night, I guess, and because Maya will come in a second. But she's flipping through the book, and she gets to the page that's ripped, and she's like, oh, hold on. And she goes to a stack of papers, and she flips it open, and she finds the other half, and it's three other Zords, and one is like a shark.
Yeah.
And one is... a man.
And the other one is another condor.
It's
dragon.
It's Blue Condor. Operation Condor 2, Armor of God. but here's the thing. Where's the drama in them just having the page?
It's gone.
It's a good idea that, like, oh, half of this page is missing. What's on the other half? Obviously more Galactabuddies. But you have it.
It's just here.
Like, it was ripped out, and they went, let's just put this in the stack of loose papers.
Shove it into the chest of one of these aliens, and we'll call it a day.
Like, there could have been something where, like, someone had to get it, or they found it separately. I don't know. Something. But instead, they're doing both halves of this plot now.
If Decepticon, what's his name?
Deviot. There is a straight-up Decepticon later in this episode.
Okay, look, he's here bragging about these big bad Zords he has. He should just have the other half of the page.
Yeah, and then when the Power Rangers get out, spoilers, the good guys win a little bit. They could have gotten out and could have stole it from him, and then they got away. Like, that could have been the thing, and they're like, oh, look, it's, you know. But instead, they just have it already.
It's just there. I'm glad the whole book came together, even all the parts that fell out of it.
Yeah, it's so weird. And it's a little lazy in a way that I don't enjoy. So she puts it together. She's like, oh, look, these electrobites. Then Maya comes in. She's like, are you still here? It's like 45 o'clock. You need to go home into bed. And Kendrick's like, oh, I totally lost track of time. I'm super, super tired. And I was like, yeah, me too, Kendricks. Why is everyone so sleepy in this episode? It's not helping. She's like, oh, Maya, look at this. And then she shows her and is like, oh, look, mystery solved. The mystery from 5 minutes ago is now solved.
Yeah,
because
Kendricks is like, is everything okay? And Maya's like, I don't know. I feel weird, like when we found the Galactabuddies.
Yeah.
So Kendricks is like, oh, speaking of them, she put the half of the page that she just found in a different spot in the book than where it goes.
Well, it seemed like she didn't know who it was and she was trying to hide it. And
okay,
it was Maya,
that might have been
it. Oh, okay, cool, it's Maya. Which is also weird because you work here and you like these people. Like, why are you trying to hide it?
Maybe she's, like, trying to hide Power Ranger stuff from civilians.
Oh, maybe that might be it. Because they do...
Because if she was like,
yet.
Look, these fit. They'd be like, well, what are these? And she was like, she'd have to pretend not to know, right. I guess. Or she could just be like, I'm the pink Power Ranger.
Or...
because we don't have the rules.
Or she could be like, these are the giant Zords that are always running around Terra Venture.
That's true. They live in the Jungle Dome.
They live in the Jungle Dome, and they just, like, are here all the time, and you've seen them I'm going to say 10 times at this point.
These are more of them.
Yeah. This is just three new ones. Weird. So then we cut to Leo's apartment, and he comes in, and he's like, oh, something smells great. And then the food is burnt, though, and it's smoking. And he's like, ah, beans. And he's like, Kai, come on.
If I walked in and smelled, like, burnt all night burning food, because it's early in the morning now.
Is it, or is it still late? Oh, no, because Leo's coming back.
So it's either the same time or shortly after Maya found Kendrick's in the lab studying the book.
Yeah.
Or it's the next day.
Yeah. Or, yeah, so either...
And Leo was out on an all-nighter in the town.
I think Leo has to have been out on an all-nighter because Kendrick's and Maya come in a second, and it seems like they came straight from the lab.
And Kendrick says, Kai never showed up for his shift this morning.
Yeah. So maybe it is the next
day.
So this
charred food, whatever it was cooking overnight on a stovetop.
Yeah, just throw that whole pan away.
Throw the pan in the trash.
Yeah. And...
Also, that didn't smell good when you walked in.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes it was just meat. It was just like a roast in a pot.
Yeah, but you would just smell the burning at that point.
Sometimes, like, because when Tony cooks, sometimes he will burn it, and that's when I'll be able to smell it in my room.
Right.
But the burnt stuff hasn't got to me yet, just the good smell.
Right.
So, but, oh, something smells good. I'll come out, and the kitchen looks like it's on fire because he burnt quesadillas or something. They're like, something's wrong. Kai didn't show up for a shift. No one's talked to Damon, I guess. Also, Damon is missing, we assume. So then we cut back to the fight. It's later. They have slept it off and they're a little more energized. And they have to go back to fighting. And he flips it to Max just to jack up that, like...
Because he just needs that last little bit.
He needs it. He's in the yellow. So there's three stages. There's a lot of white, there's a little yellow, and there's a little red. And I guess when you hit red, you did it. So Damon can't fight it. He, like, knocks Kai down, and he can't not try to kill Kai. And Kai's like, don't. And he's about to stab him, and then he throws his quasar saber at the machine.
Yeah, he's about to bring it down, and like mid-swing, he just kind of like readjusts his body and launches it into the energy
device.
Machine.
And it blows that up, and that lets them get out of the collar and the cuffs.
Yeah, they just like rip them off. So I guess they were being powered by that wirelessly.
Yeah, wireless magnets.
How do they work?
It's a mystery for the ages. So they start running. Buggies chase them. They're on, like, a beach. They're way too tired. And...
I get it, guys.
Yeah.
I feel ya.
It's a weirdly pertinent episode. And they're about to die. But then the Gym Jammers fly in and save them, and the other Rangers are here.
No explanation. They're just here. So they fight the buggies with them, and in a minute, Mike will just show up and fight with them, and he even comes more out of nowhere. Because you could tell me that Maya followed the other Galactabees here, and I would believe you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why Mike... I don't know how he got here. I don't know what... Unless he followed behind them.
He trailed them. He does not have his own Gym Jammer, so who knows?
He had to ride the Toro Zord over.
I guess.
Because they're able, like, to call their Zords on...
They're on another planet?
On another planet.
Like, I don't know. At one point, when Damon's about to kill Kai, the sky is red, but never any other shots at all.
No.
So it's like they're on that red planet where he parked earlier, but also...
We did get, right before they woke up after they got beat on Terra Venture, we got an establishing shot of the planet again.
Okay, I missed that.
So they are definitely on that planet.
So they fight buggies, and at two points, like, at one point, Kai is about to, like, get killed, and Leo jumps in to help him. And another point...
But Kai takes care of it before Leo gets there.
And Damon does the same thing. He's like, and then he just hits the buggy and kills him. And Kendrick's like, whoa, are you okay? And he's like, I'm great.
He goes, girl, don't worry about me.
It's like, all right, Damon, I don't know why you got so sassy all of a sudden. So then Mike shows up right after Deviant jumps in and attacks Maya because...
Yeah, he just punches Maya in the guts.
Yeah, I mean, this is like...
Also, Kendrick's did a sweet backflip off a wall.
She did. It was pretty great.
Keeping the streak alive for her just ruling in a morph fight.
I think her part is definitely good. I'm keeping an eye on Maya, too. Not as good as Kendrick's, but still very good.
Yeah, she did like a bicycle kick and then landed into another kick.
Yeah, and there's also one point where she did like a pretty cool sweep to like knock a bunch of them down.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. But he goes right for the Yellow Ranger because that's your murder weapon. And so, like, that's what you want to do is take out the yellow one if you can. Here's what you should do is you take out red first, then yellow, and then everyone else dies because no right. one else can get it together. Mike shows up, attacks Deviant, and then we get Rangers fighting buggies, Mike and Maya fighting Deviant separately, like, to the side. And at some point, the Rangers all, like, conglomerate. They do the lights. Does Mike do his special attack first?
He's like, I don't know. He does go through the motions of the lights with the rest of them, even though he doesn't get anything. Have the
lights. What would Magna Defender look like with lights, though? That would be pretty rad.
That'd be nuts.
He does like a sonic spin jump.
Yeah,
he
starts like a homing attack.
Yeah. And he hits him, and then they do the lights, the power-up mode.
Where they all turn into a giant fireball
a giant,
go through him.
A giant golden fireball and usually murders them, and it's power-up mode.
That's like a fire. That's an attack.
Yeah.
Power-up mode is all the gear you
it's
have
the
on.
The lights, yeah. You already did power-up mode. Now you do your attack. Also, power-up mode, not good. Just not a good... That's lazy. That's,
yeah. They go through him, and he's like, ha-ha! You didn't kill me. You gave me the power I needed.
Oh. And that, so his little golf ball remote control is like blinking red. He's like, I got all the power now. And he calls the Zords. And I cannot tell you these Zords' names. One
was something, it was not Stroganoff, but it was something similar.
Yeah, one is Stroman.
The other, the blue one, I think, was something like Centaurus.
Okay.
It was Centaur suffix.
The blue one was a condor. Well, as much of a condor as the other one is a condor.
Right.
What? Centaur is a horseman.
Well, look, it's a Pegasus?
I don't
know. I mean, it's still not a horse man like a centaur
is. Yeah,
I don't know. Either they're in like robot transformed man modes anyway. We don't see like the animal versions of them.
One is straight up an Autobot and the other one is a Decepticon.
Yeah. And we only see the two.
Yeah. The third one is he calls it the Carrier Zord, like Zeke, the Carrier Zord.
Zeke.
I forget what he called it. It was
Zeke the Shark.
Yeah, it was Zeke the Shark. It's your best friend, Zeke the Shark. And he's like, now get back there. This is later. But like, so that I assume is the big ship earlier.
That makes sense.
It was like a shark.
That's like the Ultra Zord.
Yeah.
I guess they all will get into him and do some crazy attack later.
Your Tor, maybe, yeah. Where it just like...
Just holds him and then just takes all the weight of, what the hell was its name? Serpentor?
Serpentera.
That one. Just take all the weight.
Yeah.
Because he's a turtle.
He's
a big
turtle.
He'll be fine.
Oh, that was rad. I have Die Ranger. I should watch it. I say I have Die Ranger. I'm borrowing it from Matt. I've been borrowing it for a year and a half right before he left for Scotland.
He was even in your house.
Yeah.
That's on him at this point.
It is. That's on you, Matt. If you want it back, let me know. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. So they fight. The Megazords don't fight, though.
No, they put the Megazord together and they get the Megazord into power-up mode, which gives it extra armor and stuff like a power-up mode does.
Yeah.
And
it stops.
Centaur Zord? No, the Toro Zord is also there and he has Mike inside
of him.
Yeah,
he's in Mike mode.
But they both just like lower their arms and then proceed to get beat up by the two bad Zords.
And Deviant's like, aha, they don't know that their Zords won't fight these other Zords because they're best friends.
Or related?
I don't know.
Siblings, maybe?
They're all galactic buddies. Yeah. We're all galactic buddies down here. This isn't when I noticed it, but this is when I'm remembering it. At some point, I did write it down. Deviant talks so much during this episode that I think that's what's killing the pace. Is that every 2 seconds, Deviant has to explain something for 5 minutes? Or he just like keeps being like, aha, it's this thing. I'm so clever, I'm Deviant.
What was weird about me was like the beginning part of the episode.
What was weird about you?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things weird about me.
No, let's start with Deviant.
What was weird about the episode to me?
Okay, there we go.
Was like more of like the Rangers side of the setup stuff where like Leo comes home. There's the burning stove. He calls for Kai, and then Maya comes in, and there's like just weird gaps of nothing before like Maya will add, and then they just stand in the apartment for a minute before Kendricks comes in.
Yeah.
There's like a weird gap where just nothing is happening.
They're like looking for Kai, but they're not doing anything. Because Leo opens the bunk and Kai's not there. And then Maya comes in. They're like, oh.
No Kai, huh?
And then Kenner finally comes in. And then they go somewhere else. But like there's
And then that's just like, you compare that slow, like nothing build to the Zord sequence just being like, Zords, come together, power up mode, attack. No, we can't attack. It's just all like boom, 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 like within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just weird whiplash.
And then like, but, and then for me is that, and then every time we're on Deviant, he's got to be narrating. He's gloating the entire time about how good and cool his plans are. And it's just like the amount of talking he's doing, number one, destroys his mystique because like now I know everything about Deviant there is to know because he told me.
Yeah.
And number two, just like kept making the scenes longer because he kept talking. I don't know. It's weird. A lot of weird stuff is happening. So the Zords just beat the piss out of the Power Rangers because they won't fight back. So they just get beat up. There's like a punching and fire. And like at one point they just get knocked down and then they do their finishers. I say their what look like finishers doesn't finish the Rangers off, but
well, obviously
it would have if he would have let it because he just decides to nah.
Yeah. Then he sends him back to the carrier ship. He's like, that's a good enough demonstration for Scorpius. Cut to him going to Scorpius, who was like, hey, dummy.
That was not a good enough demonstration. You should just finish the job.
And as he was leaving, I was like, why didn't he just kill the Power Rangers when he could? This is the problem with every bad guy.
And then Scorp's like, why didn't you kill the Power Rangers when
that
you
That would have been the best demonstration for Scorpius.
Yeah.
Because now he can just destroy Terra Venture and move on.
Yeah.
And there's no Power Rangers, as far as anybody knows, because they were just all killed.
One of the, back to the Zord fights for a second, though, the one of them is a Boomer Kawanger.
Yeah, he threw a boomerang, and the other one is a Beef Stroganoff, but if he was a Zord.
It's Boomer Kawanger and Beef Stroganoff, your favorite Megazords. He dips out, and Scorp's like, why? And he's like, I just wanted to show you, like, a little taste. And
well, Scorp's he tries to use, like, the fact that he let the Power Rangers go as leverage to get into the cocoon.
Yeah.
And Scorpius immediately tries to shoot him dead.
Yeah. For the second time in this episode.
Yeah.
The first time he tried to touch the cocoon, he's like, that's for my daughter. And he shot him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about this is there could have been a really cool moment here where Scorp's like, why didn't you kill him? And Deviant's like, I'm not doing that for free. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've shown you that I can do it. If you let me in here, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, and
but instead he backs down immediately.
That's kind of how they tried to play it, but it was not written that way.
Yeah, because he just backs down. He's like, no, go back. And D-Rod's like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I will do that.
And he's like, oh, yes, I will do more.
After you kill them now, you're not getting that cocoon?
No, man. If you kill them, they're Power Rangers. They always win. So then we cut back to the lab. And Kendricks and Kai are trying to decode the book. All the symbols that we see on screen are the symbols for the Zodiac.
They don't realize that, though. This is undecipherable.
They can't. And Kendricks is like, what if you flip that one unilaterally or something like that? It's like, Kendricks, if you just flip it, side to side, so left's on the right and right's on the left, and the eyes are where the mouth should be, the mouth is where the eyes should be, that's still a symbol you don't know? Like, oh, right, it's mirrored for stuff we can translate.
Right.
It's like, no, it's still alien language. And then Kai's like, we better hurry because, like, those Zords are going to come back and they're going to eat our lunch. And that's where we end, to be continued.
Here's the thing. Let's go through our stuff and then I'll have a final thought.
Okay. Josh, you started, so I get to pick the best, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an unenviable task.
Correct.
I'm going to say the best is Kendricks' fighting?
I was going to say that fight scene of all the Power Rangers just in general. This season is doing a pretty good job of making me excited about those.
The morph fights are very good, finally. Yeah. They were good in Zeo, and then they stopped being good for two seasons, and now they're good again. And it's mostly like the Sentai like yeah. the or no, well, not the Sentai stuff, the non-warped stuff, because the Sentai stuff is also good, but that's always good. But like Kendrick's doing real good. The only problem I have with that is the Damon and Kai being like, "Oh, we're gonna die." Just kidding, we're Power Rangers, and we're fine. The worst is, oh, where do you start?
It's just like the pacing, right?
Yeah, I think it's got to be the pacing. It starts and stops a lot, like 100 times in the episode, and I don't want to like the fact that I'm very sleepy right now to like color my view of it, but like, I've been very sleepy before, and a good episode has pulled me out of it.
Yeah, and it's not just being very sleepy that made this episode just feel disjointed.
Yeah,
and
it's real weird.
Yeah.
MVP has got to be, I don't know, Kendrick's again. She had a good fight. She was doing the most work deciphering it. She's burning the midnight oil.
That's true.
I also really liked Maya's acting in this episode.
Yeah, I'm tempted to give it to Maya. Because I'm just going to go ahead and headcanon it until I'm told otherwise that they went there because she was like, I'm feeling it this way.
Yeah, I can sense them this way. Yeah. I guess I'm going to give it to Maya.
And she did like good stuff in the fight. She was fighting the main bad guy.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool and like really good for her to just have some screen time.
Yeah. And again, like out of morphed stuff, her acting was really good in this episode.
She did pretty good.
When she came into to Kendrick, she was like very believable. And then Kendrick's like, Maya, I have a page of this book that I would like to show you. And it's like, okay, one of you is in a different scene than the other one is right now.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Oh, hi, Maya. there's that. Any final thoughts?
My final thought is they are trying to decrypt this book. I imagine to find like a weakness for the Zords that they need to beat.
Yeah.
But we already know that they are run on a meter of energy that is obviously going to be depleting.
Well, I think what that is that's what's controlling them.
Well, then you still just need to run that
down.
You
run it out and then they become free again. Yeah.
So get in your Zords, shift into defense mode, and just wait it out.
And just a lot of rope-a-dope.
Yep.
Here's another way you could help with this book. Take it to Alpha.
Yeah, let Alpha have a crack at it. Run it through Deka's system.
Because I imagine they have like probably 75 different languages from aliens on there that might be able to help.
I think I hate the Power Rangers.
We're not going to rank this episode because we're going to rank this and the next one as one combined episode. So we're going to do that at the end of the next one. So look forward to the next episode where we forgot everything that happened in this one and how we felt about it and just start from scratch again anyway. So again, Friday's episode is probably going to be a Saturday's episode. Hope you guys all have a good Thanksgiving.
Be safe on Black Friday if you're going out.
Yeah,
it's a jungle out there.
Yeah, like some places are a lot better than others. Here's the trick. None of the doorbuster stuff is any good. Like you'll get a TV and it'll be fine.
But you'll need a new one next year at the same time.
Well, okay, people say that a lot, but like I got in 2008, I got a RCA 42-inch RCA television.
Yeah, didn't you yell at someone to let go of it?
Yeah, a guy grabbed the other end of it. I looked him dead in the eyes and said, "You don't want this." And he let go and walked away from me. And I got a big TV out of it. But
this is what I'm saying. Just be careful while you're out there.
Jerks like me are out there. But like my parents still use that TV, and that was 10 years ago. So like sometimes they last forever. But like, do you need it? Is it worth getting up on Thanksgiving in your turkey coma to get like a good deal on a 2DS?
No,
they're dead. But yeah, be safe out there. And hey, everyone working doesn't want to be there, so like, be nice to them.
Yeah,
cool.
A little bit will go a long way.
Yeah,
trust us.
So that's gonna do it for us for today. We'll see you on Saturday probably for Lost Galactic Buddies Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
All right. I feel like I'm not anywhere near my mouth. Why is this so hard today?